Feel like you got enough to do already? I do. That's why I use Shipt same-day delivery to keep up with my busy life. They know the snacks I like down to the extra creamy in my peanut butter. I can get deliveries at home, on set, or even when I'm away on vacay. And my personal shopper, Amber, she's got my back. As in, she asks them to check the back if it's not on the shelf. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at shipt.com/hi.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. You and I both know you're perfect, and of course, I'm perfect too, but so many of the people we have to deal with on a daily basis simply, well, they aren't perfect. And who gets left to deal with the fallout of their shortcomings? You and me. This is so not fair. Listener Michelle is, of course, also perfect, but she has to deal with people who aren't. Michelle writes in, "What do I say when people are late to meetings? I'm twiddling my thumbs waiting for a phone call that was scheduled days ago. The best I could come up with is a polite email asking them if we, quote unquote, missed the call." First, be nice. Your first instinct is best. Be nice. According to science, your brain contains about 100 billion cells. I would hate to be the grad student who had to count them. And so does everyone else's. And of that 100 billion cells, MIT researcher Rebecca Sachs has identified a teeny tiny part of your brain, so small that a zombie wouldn't even consider it an appetizer, which is what figures out what's going on in other people's full-sized brains. It does do a surprisingly good job, but it's just not as complicated as a full-sized brain, so it comes up with overly simplistic explanations. Usually it comes up with explanations like, "That person is a jerk who doesn't care about other people and deserves to be tickled while drinking a soda until it runs out of their nose." An emotionally satisfying explanation? Certainly. But accurate? Not likely. When someone is late, we naturally rush to explanations that quote-unquote prove that they're late because they're a defective person with defective motivations and uncertain parentage. Most likely, however, is that they were just kept in a prior meeting longer than they expected, or they forgot to write the appointment in their calendar, or we forgot to confirm the date and time with them, or they're suffering from full-body alopecia and were distracted by the itching from their new full-body hairpiece. The first time, be nice and polite. Seek to understand what happened and reschedule. You're being gracious, and after all, this could be a one-off thing. Also, it might have been your fault if you forgot to make sure that they understood when and where you were meeting. Second, be solution-oriented. If they miss the rescheduled meeting, this could be a pattern. Now they've wasted your time twice. Still be nice, but think of yourself as an investigative reporter. Your job, should you want to reclaim your time, is to get to the bottom of what's going on here. Are they a poor scheduler? I mean, after all, some people just aren't good at keeping a calendar. Do they just lose track of time and forget that you're supposed to meet? Are they deliberately blowing you off because they're embarrassed to confess their secret crush on you? Ask them. Say, "You know, I've noticed that we've crossed signals twice now. How can we make sure that we connect next time?" Sometimes it's just as simple as confirming the day of or the day before. My friend Jake, that is his real name, is a master of this. He emailed me last week to make sure that I remembered that we were meeting for lunch Saturday. Very impressive and responsible, which made it all the more devastating when he blew me off and didn't show up. But his solution-oriented approach was impressive nevertheless. Third, make medical allowances. Some people have a variant of attention deficit disorder, or ADD. One of the symptoms is that even with backup support systems, it can really be a serious challenge for them to meet people on time. If someone has ADD, then even with the best of intentions, they may be late. Now, it is awkward to ask, are you a self-centered, narcissistic, inconsiderate flake, or do you just have ADD? You might just decide to assume that that's what's going on, the ADD, that is. And if they're dependably flaky, the super simple solution is to schedule meetings with them for 30 minutes before the time you actually intend to meet, and then let them wait if they're on time. When I've done this, the people who are chronically late rarely seem to notice that I'm late if they show up at what they think is on time, and I show up a few minutes later. They just take it in stride, so we're fine. Now, if they get upset that you're late, be honest, and nicely say, "Please accept my humblest apologies. I gave you an earlier time in the hope that this time we would sync up since we missed each other twice before. And honestly, I was expecting you to be late. So my apologies. I won't do that next time.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
You got enough to do already? I do. That's why I use Ship Same Day Delivery to keep up with my busy life. They know the snacks I like down to the extra creamy in my peanut butter. I can get deliveries at home, on set, or even when I'm away on vacay. And my personal shopper, Amber, she's got my back. As in, she asks them to check the back if it's not on the shelf. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at ship.com/hi.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Fourth, fire them. Sometimes people just can't be on time on their own, and they can't help you come up with a solution, and they get upset when you give them an earlier time. In other words, they put you in a no-win situation where they waste your time and they give you no recourse. It is time to drop those people out of your life. If they're a client, tell them that the billing clock starts the moment the meeting was scheduled to begin, even if they're not there yet. If this upsets them, good. They may elect to leave your business relationship and you will be free of them. If they're a vendor, request a discount for the poor responsiveness. If this upsets them, find another vendor. Keeping them in your life will be a never-ending experience of thumb twiddling if you keep doing business with them. So if they can't be reasoned with, it may be time to disconnect. Fifth, send them to voicemail. Sometimes you really can't fire them. They may be the only vendor with the product you need, or they may be an important client, and in this case, wait 5 minutes for them at the scheduled time, and then send your phone to voicemail and start working on something else. At your next break in your schedule, call them back and say, "When you didn't show up, I assumed you'd forgotten, so I went on to other work. Let's reschedule." No matter what you do, be nice and polite. They're the ones being disrespectful, and your unfailing politeness will provide a contrasting example of, let's be blunt, how to behave maturely. The only thing not to do is to do nothing. Every time you accommodate the behavior, you're sending the message that you are willing to compensate for their flakiness. When someone's late, give them the benefit of the doubt. If it keeps happening, work together to find a solution. And then just start planning on them being late. If that doesn't work, fire them, or if you can't fire them, then the moment they're late, move on to other work and reschedule the delayed meeting. Because you are perfect, and you don't want them ruining your perfect life. This is Steve Robbins. Email questions to getitdone@quickanddirtytips.com. I help people develop the interpersonal skills to set healthy boundaries and manage their business and personal relationships. If you want to know more, visit steverrobbins.com. That's steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Feel like you got enough to do already? I do. That's why I use Ship Same Day Delivery to keep up with my busy life. They know the snacks I like down to the extra creamy in my peanut butter. I can get deliveries at home, on set, or even when I'm away on vacay. And my personal shopper, Amber, she's got my back. As in, she asks them to check the back if it's not on the shelf. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at ship.com/hi.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.